You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Korach, The Art of Complaining. When I was first flying back from Los Angeles to London several years ago, I had booked on an American Airlines flight via New York. I was less than thrilled about the marathon journey which would get me home. At LAX airport, everything seemed fine. We boarded the plane and waited and continued waiting. It was only then that we were told to disembark due to an onboard problem. As we sat in the airport terminal, it got later and later, and I realized I would miss the last connection to London. I ventured up to the American Airlines desk and called my wife, Nicole, to tell her about the situation. She was very clear to me about how I should complain. Be polite, firm, and fair. She'd seen me get upset in different ways before. I followed her advice and found myself reseated on a direct flight to London in first class. Needless to say, I was very happy. This week, Moses has to deal with another complaint. It might seem like the Israelites have been complaining ever since we crossed the Sea of Reeds. At Marah, the water was bitter. At Sin, they complained there was no food. And they've continued complaining almost every step of the way. This week, the complaint is not from the entire congregation. Instead, Korach, the man who gives his name to the Torah portion, steps forward together with a number of other Israelite leaders to voice their dissatisfaction. The whole thing gets off to a bad start as they rose up before Moses. They did not come before Moses or approach him. They rose up, as though preparing for a confrontation. It is the same verb which is used when the angels set off to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, a worrying precursor. Korach's complaint may have had some underlying legitimacy. You take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and Adonai is among them. Why then do you lift up yourselves above the congregation of Adonai? After all, it is not the first time we have heard that Moses was overworked and overburdened. The last person to have a Torah portion named after himself was Yitro, who came before Moses and said to him, "The thing that you do is not good. You will certainly wear away both you and this people who are with you, for this thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to perform it yourself alone." The sentiment is not so far removed from Korach's. However, its delivery and the intention behind it is completely different. Yitro offered Moses critical feedback so that he would be able to do his job better and serve the Israelite community more effectively. Korach rose up before Moses out of self-interest and with an agenda for his personal aggrandizement. While his message that Moses was overburdened may still have been correct, he delivered it as an aggressive criticism rather than a piece of constructive feedback. Korach allowed his personal agenda to overshadow his point and permitted his anger to silence the core message. Korach's reward for his insubordination was to be swallowed up by the earth. A new punishment was devised for this man who challenged Moses' right to leadership. He may well have been correct that Moses was overburdened, but he shared his complaint in such a way as to deny himself any legitimacy. In contrast, Yitro's feedback led to an entire reorganization of the judicial system. I don't think that I would have been swallowed up by the earth if I had complained more aggressively or more vehemently to the American Airlines assistant, but I am sure I would not have been upgraded to first class. There is a way to complain and there is a way not to complain. Korach was unfortunate not to have Nicole whispering in his ear before he brought his challenge to Moses. Things might have turned out very differently. Shabbat Shalom.